This is a Farm Doc podcast recorded on the second day of April 2010. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist at the U of I, joins us to talk about his latest FEFO, Farm Economics Facts and Opinions. You can find it on the Farm Doc website at farmdoc.illinois.edu. Good morning, Gary, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Todd, for having me.
And we're titling this one, Illinois Corn and Soybean Yield and GRIP Payments in 2009. Those who took GRIP, I suppose, will be pretty interested in what you found.
Yeah, as far as GRIP, there are very few counties that are going to make payments in 2009. We found that corn, there were six counties, mostly in the northern part of the state, that will have payments. Boone and DeKalb counties will have the larger of the payments, and that's because those two counties had yield shortfalls or below average yields compared to what they would expect. The one county for soybean GRIP payments, and that's Jasper County.
All right, and which are the six payment counties for corn?
The six counties that are going to make payments for GRIP are Boone County, DeKalb County, Joe Davies County, Lee County, McHenry County, and Stark County.
Then there's a pretty wide range of payments at the 100% protection level.
Yep, the maximum payment across the state will be Boone County with a $71 payment. The lowest will be Joe Davies County with the $6 payment.
And then as you went through this process, it looked like you had a pretty good handle on yields and departure from trend for both corn and soybeans. There are a couple of really good charts, if people want to take a look at them quickly, to show whether they were below or above trend line in both of those. Anything that you found of great interest in those graphics?
Well, corn overall, most counties had above trend line yields, which probably is a little bit surprising given the poor spring and falls, but there was one area in the state where there were below average yields, and that's the northern part of the state. DeKalb County had a 14 bushel below trend average, so that county was particularly hard hit as far as corn yields. Southern Illinois had really good corn yields, with some of the counties having a 30 plus bushel above trend line yields.
On the soybean side, a little bit more variable, I suppose, but not nearly so much off of the trend.
Nope. Exactly 42% of the counties had above average trend, 58 below average trend. There was, again, a couple areas of the state where yields were below average, and that included the strip of counties close to the Peoria River, in the central part of the state or northern central part of the state. Some of those counties had 5, 6, 7, 8 bushel below trend. And then there was also a part in southern Illinois that had similar 5 to 9 bushel below trend yields, but not as, in a yield sense, not as much deviation as corn.
Yeah, one other factual note that I want you to take up, and you put this in the FEFO, that when the GRIP payments are figured, the yields are different than the NASH yield because they're based off of planted acres as opposed to harvested acres.
Yep, RMA uses planted acres when they calculate yields for determining GRIP payments. So they take total production in county divided by planted acres. NASS usually reports total production divided by harvested acres. Planted acres is always greater or at least as big as harvested acres, so the RMA yields are usually slightly lower than the NASS yields that are reported.
Does that give GRIP any advantages compared to other types of crop insurance?
That isn't a big difference one way or the other. What gives GRIP the advantage is that they use expected yields, which is a trend yield, so it's pretty close to what you'd expect to receive, whereas the CRC and RA use APH yields, which we know to lag what is expected to be produced.
Gary, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke is farm management specialist at the University of Illinois. You've been listening to the Farm Doc podcast. He released a FEFO called Illinois Corn and Soybean Yield and Grip Payments in 2009. Our podcast was recorded on the second day of April. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.